Well, hello again, my loving people. This is Reverend Caesar. I have been out for a couple of weeks. I miss you all. And I am so happy to be back into your homes again. One more time on BBS Radio, the number one radio station in paradise. I pray that today's message will be a real blessing to you. I really want to encourage your heart as well as you must encourage your loved ones. Today I want to talk to you from Romans chapter 12. Verse 1-2. And the topic today is what I'm going to be taking is how should we live the new life in Christ. In Romans chapter 12, verse 1-2, he says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. Holy and acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. So Brother Paul came out, he says, I beg you, I beseech you, I urge you, we are reminded that Paul appeals to our will because God calls us to make definitive choice about the way that we live for him. Christians are to live an exemplary life. What I can't understand is some Christians behaves as though they are still in the world. When they came to know Christ as Lord and Savior, their lives have been transformed. They are in church, and they are very pious. But whenever the church is over, whenever they left the church, in a moment you find them acting as though they are still in the world. They are acting out again the old flesh. Paul says, therefore, brethren, this is the style or pattern Paul begins his letter. He is saying that the Christian life is dependent on the great Christian doctrine. Therefore, brethren, he is addressing the brothers and reaching to the core, the heart of the brothers. Paul says, continue to say, by the mercies of God. Paul reminds us that we do this because of the mercy shown to us by God, which described in Romans 1:1-32. And that we are only able to offer ourselves to God as He works His mercy in us. God commanded us to do this, and He makes it possible for us to do it. And whereas the heathen are prone to sacrifice in order to obtain mercy, biblical faith teaches us that the divine mercy, that the divine mercy provides the basis of sacrifice as a fitting response. So Paul is begging us to present our bodies a living sacrifice, and therefore we must believe that these divine mercies have persuasive powers over our will. Paul says, present our bodies. To present our bodies is to connect with the idea of a living sacrifice, which calls to mind that our priestly service, that is, our bodies are brought to God's altar. So what is a living sacrifice? This sounds like an oxymoron. A living sacrifice. A thing cannot be alive and sacrificed, and a thing once a thing is dead, it's sacrificed. So how could it be a living sacrifice? The sacrifice is living because it is brought alive to the altar. The sacrifice is living because it stays alive at the altar. That means it is an ongoing process. Yeah, it is brought to the altar alive, and it is sacrificed there, and it's alive. Brother Paul says we must have our body holy and acceptable to God. When we offer our body, God intends it to be a holy and acceptable sacrifice. The standard for sacrifices made to God under the new covenant are not any less than the standards under the old covenant. Under the old covenant, sacrifice had to be holy and acceptable to God. He shall bring a male without blemish, be holy and acceptable. Leviticus chapter 1 verse 10. He shall bring a male without blemish. But if there is a defect, a flaw in it, if it is lame or blind or has any serious flaws or defect, you shall not sacrifice to the Lord your God. Deuteronomy chapter 15 verse 21. What it is saying here, you must go to God, take off your foreskin, go to God, take the evil, take the thought, take the rags, old rags out of your heart, and go to God and place yourself prostrate before Him. Clean up yourselves and go to God, and He will accept your spiritual and physical sacrifices. It is saying here, and Paul is saying, it has to be reasonable. So then, how can it be reasonable? It is reasonable because it is a life of worship according to God's word. The sacrifice of an animal was reasonable service, but only for the one bringing the sacrifice, not for the sacrifice itself. Under the new covenant, we have far greater mercies. So it is reasonable to offer a far greater sacrifice. That is, you must resist conformity. You must begin to embrace transformation. Resist conformity of the world and embracing the transformation that comes in Jesus Christ. Don't get caught up in the false sweetness or things of the world anymore. Do not. In the book of Galatians chapter 5 verse 1 it says, stand fast therefore in the liberty wherewith Christ has made you free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Do not get caught up in the false sweetness or things of the world. Their dogmas, their principles, their punctilious belief. Don't be conformed of the things of the world, but be transformed. And that is your reasonable service. The life-based undoing says, don't give me your theology. Just tell me what to do. Give me 3 points for this and 7 points for that. This life of doing will never know the transforming power of God because it ignores the renewing of the mind. Be transformed. The way Christians are to live is to live a respectable and holy life. You present yourself a living sacrifice, your body. And it's not just the whole body. What Paul was talking about, the eyes. What the eyes read. Pornography. Pornographic magazine. When your eyes is to be sanctified. Paul talks about the air, what the air listens to. Present your body a living sacrifice. You have to be careful as a Christian with what you see, you watch, you see, and what you hear. What you speak. You have to have your speech tailored to suit the principles of transformation of your life through Jesus Christ. Not any old how, not any old way, not all these bitter words that spews out of the mouth. You have to let your speech be always with grace. Seasoned with salt, that you may know how you are to answer every man. Paul is also talking about the feet that runs to spread mischief. Quick! These things must be laid at the altar to be sacrificed. That is what Paul was talking about. Your thoughts. And that he talks about the renewing of your mind. Fourth century people, both Jews and pagans, knew firsthand what sacrifice was all about. To beg that they make themselves a living sacrifice was a striking image. The sacrifice must be holy and acceptable. The Old Testament sacrifice has to be holy and acceptable to God. The idea, an offering made by fire, a sweet aroma to the Lord. In Leviticus chapter 1, verse 9. So the idea of a sweet aroma to the Lord is almost always linked to the idea of an offering made by fire. There is a burning in this matter of a living sacrifice. It also shows that Paul has in mind the burnt offering in which the entire sacrifice was given to the Lord. In some sacrifices, the one offering the sacrifice and the priest shared in the same of the meat, but never in the burnt offering. The holiness we bring to the altar is the decision for holiness and yielding to the work of holiness in our life as we present our bodies a living sacrifice. God makes our lives holy by burning away impurities. We could not have done that ourselves. But God did these things for us. We cannot go back to the trough anymore. We cannot go back to the same thing that we have been redeemed from. It would be like a dog returning to his vomit. The Lord takes you out of Egypt, so we cannot go back into Egypt anymore. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, it says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. All things are passed away, and behold, all things become new. Your mind renewed. The renewing of your mind. The way you walk with grace. The way you speak with respect. The way you do things. We must do things. See, God expects us now to do things to people. Do good things to people. Help. Try to look for a need and fill it. Speak about Christ to people. Christ did not come for just Christians alone. So therefore, go present Christ to people. Yes, the sacrifice of an animal was reasonable service. Yeah, it was reasonable service. And therefore, and that is why Paul is saying, therefore I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God, which is your reasonable service, which is true and proper worship. So do not conform again to the pattern of this world, I reiterated, but ye transform by the renewing of your mind. There you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, what his plan for your life is, pleasing and perfect will. It is important, it is very important that we act differently when we live that new life in Christ. It is very important that we should act differently. For an example, if you go to an Ivy League school, you graduated and so on, it is expected of you because of the quality education which has been fostered from the Ivy League school. One expects you. Your mannerism would be tailored. That's number one. The way you behave in the street, the way you carry yourself, the way you speak, one would expect good things coming from you. And when they have not seen these things, they are wondering, well, I wonder what happened. He said he went to Cambridge University. He went to McGill University. Did he say that? Or did she say that? I am appalled. And he's behaving like that? That is not the culture of these universities. They expect you to behave differently. They expect you to do things completely different. Paul begs us to present our bodies a living sacrifice. Therefore, we must believe that these divine mercies have persuasive powers over our will. Biblical faith teaches us that the divine providence and that mercy provides the basis of sacrifice, a fitting response. Paul hit home. Brother Paul hit home. Brother Paul said, I urge you. I beg you. I beseech you, oh my brothers and sisters, that you present yourself, present your bodies. He appeals to our will. That we present our bodies a living sacrifice. This is the style or pattern Paul begins his letter, saying that the Christian life is dependent on the great Christian doctrine because of the mercies of God. He reminds us that we do this because of the mercy shown to us by God, described in Romans 1:1-32, and that we are only able to offer ourselves to God as He works His mercy in us. So God commands us to do this, and He makes it possible for us. This is a living sacrifice. It's reasonable. And so, we must not get caught up in the false sweetness on the dogmas of the world. No, we cannot. So my brothers and sisters, I urge you today. I urge you, as Brother Paul wrote his letter in Romans 12:1-2. Don't be confirmed by the things of the world and the false promises, notions and dogmas, punctilios and beliefs. Do not get confirmed by those things, but be transformed. And that is by the renewing of your mind. I thank you for bringing me, getting me in your house, in your heart, in your home today. And I thank you, Heavenly Father, for this word that you have used me to be your conduit. I pray that you will continue to use me, O Holy Spirit, to be your mouthpiece. I humbly ask you, O Lord, that you will continue to bless the radio station, BBS Radio, the two brothers, Douglas and Don. Father and God, bless what they put their hand to, whatever they touch. Let it be prosperous. Bless their families. And, O God, continue to protect them from all harm and danger. Bless the ears and the hearts with all this message today. Also, I humbly ask you to continue to bless me. And bless me financially, that I'll be able to meet all my bills. And I commit everything into your hand, O Holy Spirit. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Through the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you all, and God bless you all, and have a wonderful week.